Welcome to the Study of God podcast. This is episode number 55. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast is designed to give you a basic understanding of God, if that is even possible, the Bible, if that is even possible, and Christian beliefs. Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost said, "There is no higher activity in which the mind may be engaged than the pursuit of the knowledge of God." By the way, mentioning Dr. J. Dwight Pentecost of Dallas Theological Seminary, I want to tell you about another student and now teacher at Dallas Theological Seminary, Dr. Tony Evans. Now has a new Bible commentary that deals with every book in the Bible, and a new study Bible. And I want to encourage you to get it for your library. I think that you will be greatly blessed. And so you can contact the Urban Alternative in Dallas, Texas, online, by phone, or you can buy these books wherever fine books are sold. Let's start out reading the Word of God itself. Today's passage of Scripture is 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 2 and 3, which reads, "Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, according as his divine power hath given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue." Today's words from a theologian are from Eric Liddell. He said, "You will know as much of God and only as much of God as you are willing to put into practice." In other words, and this is so true, and I learned this early on in my Christian life, the more you obey God, the more you will know God, and the more you will understand his word. Our topic for today in the Study of God podcast is titled Theology of James Part 3 from the Moody Handbook of Theology by Dr. Paul Innes. Dr. Paul Innes continues, "James connects the doctrinal and the applicational when he exhorts his hearers to control the tongue because man's tongue is leveled against his fellow man who is made in the likeness of God. With this statement, James affirms the creation account of Genesis chapter 1 verses 26 and 27. Although man is made in the likeness of God, through the fall, man is constituted a sinner, possessing the sin nature. Which James describes as lust. It is this lust that is the inner response to the outer solicitation that results in sin. James' discussion on this issue is important inasmuch as it provides a clearer understanding of how sin takes place than perhaps any other passage of Holy Scripture. James refers to sin, Greek hamartia, to miss the mark, six times. Sin has its derivation in lust within a person. Sin results in spiritual and eternal death. Sin is showing partiality and falling, or rather, and failing to love. Sin is failure to do good. Sin can be forgiven. James also refers to sin, Greek parabates, as a transgression of God's holy standard. Salvation. Although Luther understood James as a strawy epistle because he saw it in contrast to Paul's emphasis on justification by faith alone, James has a great deal to say about faith. Faith is the way man must approach God. Faith must be in Jesus Christ, and works will demonstrate the reality of the faith. The difference between James and Paul is not that of faith versus works, but a difference of relationship. James emphasizes the work of the believer in relation to faith, and Paul the work of Christ in relation to faith. It is as simple as that. Let's pray. Holy Father God, we praise you and we thank you for our time together around your word. Help all of us to walk by faith and not by sight, and to look up, for our redemption draweth nigh. In Jesus Christ's name we pray and forsake. Amen. Beloved, before we close, I want to remind you that while it is important to engage in the study of God, it is far more important that you have a relationship with God. I fear that there are many people who will die knowing a lot about God but not really knowing God. You don't want to be in that number. If you do not yet know the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior and you want to get to know Him today, here's how. Accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law at some point in your life. The Bible says in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, dear friend, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell right now without Jesus Christ. If He is not your Savior, that's where you're headed, according to the Scriptures. In fact, Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear Him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." Also, the Bible states very clearly in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Yes, I know, dear friend, this is bad news, but I have some good news for you. Jesus Christ said Himself in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world," that includes you, because if you are still living in this world, God loves you. So for God so loved you that He gave His only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, that whosoever, that word whosoever means anybody at any time, that includes you, believeth in Him, trusts in Him, has faith in Him, Jesus Christ, should not perish in a place called hell, but have everlasting life in heaven. Just believe in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead by the power of God for you, so that you can live forever with Him in heaven. Pray and ask Him to come into your heart today to save your soul, and He will. Romans 10:9-13 says, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart, your heart, that God hath raised him from the dead, thou you shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, Whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul today, and he will. Until next time, my beloved, may God bless you and keep you until we meet again.